Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Ministry. We're coming to you today. We're going to resume our Psalms 119. We want to be looking at verse 131. As we look at verse number 31, and we want to be just reminded that in each one of the passages of Scripture of this great, wonderful Psalm, that we're told how that the Word of God, the testimonies, the ordinances, the statutes, and we could just go on, the testimonies of God are so important to us, and how even the psalmist speaks of how to apply them. Let's look at this verse, and we're going to read it out of the KJV or the King James Version. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Now, we've been doing this series over a period of time now, talking about the importance of the Word of God, and also we've been referencing it in such a way to connect it with prayer. And I just want to encourage you to make this a prayer for your own life, that you would actually, after even the things that I'm going to share with us here in just a few moments, that we will begin to open our mouth, we will have a pant, and we will have a longing, and definitely for the Word of God. And I just want to, before we leave you today, to have a word of prayer with everyone that's listening to Foundational Faith Ministry today in reference to this passage of Scripture. So we'll make our prayer application with that in just a short period of time here. Now, as the psalmist writes here, I opened my mouth. And as I began to look at that word from a rendering from the Hebrew, it would give us an understanding of when we think about our mouth being open wide, and one way that our mouth is open wide, and every one of us do this occasionally, and it seems like it's contagious when it happens. If we're in a group, we yawn and our mouth opens wide. So even the thought here that I want to make and give indication to is how that when we will open our mouth, hopefully it will be like a yawn, that it will be contagious to others. Then let's look at the fact that the Scripture here says that the psalmist says, I panted, I panted. And what we're hearing here is that he wanted to hasten. And folks, we need to learn to hasten to the Word of God when we hear it. And there's a couple other things that I think that's interesting here with the fact that we were talking about that we open our mouth, or the psalmist says, I open my mouth. And then, of course, if we open our mouth, there's something that happens when we open our mouth. We open our mouth, we inhale, and we exhale oxygen and carbon dioxide. So the application of life itself is that we inhale. We need to see that how that the Word of God is a fresh breath to us, because we're reminded even in creation that God breathed His breath into us and we became a living soul. So let's open our mouth today, our spiritual mouth, that we might inhale the Word of God that gives us life. And then it also indicates that it is something that you swallow up. And we understand that by our mouth, we take water, we take food, we take drink, and we have to, of course, chew on it. And that's the good thing about the Word of God. We need to take it and chew on it. We need to chew on the Word of God. The Word even teaches us in one passage of Scripture how that it was sweet in our mouth and bitter in our belly. And what we understand is the digestive part of the Word of God taking place in our life begins to have an effect on us. And it may seem bitter. It may be in the sense of how sometimes we feel the movement of our insides or our intestines after we've ate, or we may have indigestion if it's something a little more spicy than we needed. But the Word of God begins to take its action, but we have to swallow it up. We have to swallow the drink. We have to swallow after we've chewed on it, and we take it and we swallow it up. And the psalmist is also encouraging us with the fact of panting, or he panted, that we earnestly desire. And you know, there's a passage of Scripture, and I believe the New American Version really gives us a good indication that Jesus earnestly desired to take of that Last Supper with his disciples. He earnestly desired to sit at that table. He earnestly desired to break the bread with them, to take the cup and share that night what was before them in the next few hours that would take place, and of course what would take place in his life for our benefit. So let's earnestly desire the Word of God, earnestly desire the commandments and the law and the statutes and that of the Word of the living God today. And then as I go on and I look at this passage of Scripture before we come to a conclusion and pray, the psalmist here says, "For I longed for thy commandments. Now, when I look at that word longed, we can, I believe, say that definitely the psalmist is reinstating what he's already said. If we're going to long for something like water, or our body longs for it because we have exerted ourselves, or we've gotten hot, or we've worked and we've labored. And one writer even relates this passage of Scripture to a dog that goes to water and laps it. And we can understand how that we're refreshed even on a hot, warm day, or after we've worked for a while, how that just something cold or just water itself, I don't know about you, but I have felt it like it hit the bottom of my stomach and just the refreshing that comes. So we not only have the indication of that of panting, that is something that we can hasten to, we can inhale, we can swallow up, and we need to earnestly desire. But the psalmist here is reinstating that he longed, which he means, again, I desire. So I know it's repetitive, but sometimes we need to realize that when it is said over, that it is emphasizing how important it is. And I know there's times that we have gotten excited about things or something's going on, and we'll repeat ourselves. And I can say this, and I can't think of an indication of a situation immediately, but I can recall there's been times I've come and I've told my wife something. Maybe I was excited. I came in from outside or I'd been somewhere, and I would tell her. And then a few minutes later, I'd begin to talk about it, and she's not trying to bust my bubble or anything, but she says, "You've already told me that." But see, I'm excited. And you know, that's the way we ought to be about the things of God. We're excited. We want to talk about it. We want to expound on it. And so there again, it gives me the thought as we opened here, how that opening our mouth and relating it to that, the psalmist does, or even in the Hebrew, of yawning, how we open our mouth and widely, and how that itself seems to be contagious when we yawn if we're in a group of people and they begin to yawn. I know the last time that happened to me, my grandson was sitting across from me at the table and we homeschooled, and it was early morning and we just got to class, and all of a sudden he yawns and I look up and I said, "Daniel, why did you do that?" And I'm yawning. So let's let the Word of God come into us because we desire it, but let the way that we live and the way that we allow the Word of God to touch us also, let it be contagious to others. I want us to pray. I know that we've just took one verse and we have decided to finish this psalm in whatever time it takes us, and with other recordings that we'll be doing also. We will do one verse at a time as our goal from here on out instead of eight verses. I hope that you're receiving something from these teachings and these thoughts out of Psalms 119 as we relate them to that we can make a prayerful consideration. Let's pray today, and I pray that wherever you're listening on God's green earth, that this has been something that has been received with desire, that you have swallowed up, that you've inhaled, and that you'll allow it to change you. Father, in the name of Jesus, any listener or that's listening to this podcast right now, I want to ask you that a hunger will come within them. Lord, a desire to swallow up the Word of God, to inhale the Word of God, the freshness of your breath, dear Father. And Lord, as we would yawn, that we would open our mouths, Lord, and we would take it. And Lord, we would just desire, Lord, the Word of God to change us, that we would allow the commandments of the Lord, the very Word of God, to come alive in us, Lord, as we take it in, as we take it as it's sitting at the table. We chew on it, Lord. We receive, Lord, the flavor of it. We receive it, Lord, and we swallow it, and it begins to do the work in us digestively. Lord, it begins to give us, Lord, what we need in the spiritual realm of the spiritual man, and change us even in the natural, we pray. Lord, we ask tonight, or this evening, this day, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we pray throughout the world that no matter what's going on in whatever government, Lord, and people that we know that are in the foundational faith listening family today, that you would bless them wherever they are at. And Lord, I pray today for your blessings. And if there's someone today that needs to trust you, Lord, that they'll just call upon you right now. Call upon the name of the Lord. And the word of God says, Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you till the next time. We thank you for listening.